Man was created to know his God and in this manner to have a world that is not a paradise, but one in which man could live in peace and security. Can this really happen? Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have arisen, whence we know that it is the last hour. They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been with us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you as to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who discovers the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you which you have heard from the beginning, you also will abide in the Father and the Son. And this is the promise he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray," unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 26, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix, the beautiful golden crucifix, and Our Lady is now holding the rosary in a hand like this. They're just going down through her fingers, the beads, and Our Lady is putting on a very mournful look on her face. It really is sad to see Our Lady feeling that bad. Now she's touching her finger to her lips. "My child and my children, I have given you many warnings of the presence of Satan upon your earth. Already he seeks to infiltrate upon the mission from heaven. You must pray more and not be divided by minor casual offenses or differences of opinions or even outright judgment, wrong judgment. I would advise you, my child, to pray on the matter that has disturbed you this week. You will understand what I am talking about. There will be no decisions made at this time." Now Jesus is coming down, and he's standing at Our Lady's left side. Our Lady is now by his right side, and Our Lady is looking up, and Jesus now is looking all about him. He has on his burgundy cape, and it's down from his back. I can see Jesus' hair, and the cape is extending down to his footsteps, down to his feet. Now, Jesus is now taking his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus also is turning to his left, our right side, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's moved over, he's floated over a bit to the uppermost branch on our right side, the trees, and now he's turning and going back to standing next to Our Lady. I can't judge the distance through the sky, but I would say they're standing about 16 feet above Our Lady's statue. Now Jesus is taking his first finger and placing it to his mouth. That means to listen and repeat. My child, I will not continue the discourse at this time over the matter of obedience, charity, and other virtues that have dimmed the working force within the circle. You must pray more and do not allow yourselves to falter in bringing out the message to the world because of slight differences of opinion and others that send you like rabbits scurrying here and there and bringing nothing back. My child and my children, as I told you in my last visit among you, there was a very crucial message to be given to the world. My child, Veronica, we brought you here this evening for the facts that must be given to mankind. Perhaps in this manner, many more will seek to hold off this terrible minor chastisement that is coming fast upon you. Now Jesus is pointing his hand up to the sky like that, and he's now telling me to listen. He has placed his first finger over his mouth like this, his lips, and that means to listen and repeat well what you see. You will listen, my child, but you will also describe what you see now. The sky is opening up, and I seem to be looking at a body of water. I'm standing over on a hill and looking out, and to my shock, I see something coming out of the water. Oh, it's a submarine. It's a submarine. Now, as I said that, it seemed to dive down very fast into the sea. Now, Jesus is pointing over, and I'm looking at the skyline of New York. As you're coming in from Long Island, I'm looking at the skyline, and there, just in front of it, is that submarine. Now, it's diving, and it's going about. I don't know where it's heading, but it's very deep. But I know that the submarine is off the New York skyline, the New York side of the United States. Now Jesus is going like this, and the scene is fading away. It's disintegrating just like it was made of smoke. And the sky has returned to its closed state of darkness, and Jesus is now telling me to look down. I'm looking down, and it appears to be a subway station. But there's no one. I know I recognize tracks going into a tunnel. There's no one about in this tunnel. I seem to feel that it has been discarded as a major network for the trains. Now, Our Lady and Jesus now are standing at my side. I'm standing with them on the platform. And Jesus says, "Look, my child, what is coming in."
We'll pause here for a moment. We'll return in a second to Veronica's vision of the New York subway. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We are facing a very uncertain future. How can we protect our families and homes from this? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your area, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors, unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Order it today. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. If you don't have these crucifixes on your doors, order them today. It's very urgent. In the past week, the number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104 for a grand total of 41,928 holy hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon, as she has promised. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Rose's prophecies on this radio station. Today we have a beautiful story about St. Francis of Assisi. It is doubtful that the love he had for the Creator and the created has ever been surpassed. The intense fire of his love that consumed him generated waves of warmth and kindness that were infectious, melting hearts. He spent entire nights before the Blessed Sacrament, burning with love for Jesus, saying over and over, all night long, "My Lord and my God." He once said to her brother, "Come, let us go preach a sermon." St. Francis, with the brother following close behind, walked through a town without saying a word, turned around and walked out, returning to the monastery. "I thought we were going to preach a sermon," said the brother. St. Francis replied, "We did." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries.org. We have Our Lady of the Rose's prophecies, the directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the message, and much more. The internet address is www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on March 26, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing a vision of a New York subway.
"And there on the tracks, there's, it's made of wheels, there's a carting, some type of a carting, train-like board. And on this, I know it's a bomb, a very large bomb, and it has a point, like a V-shape, upside down, pointed type of nozzle, or whatever you'd call it. I don't know the mechanics of bombs or anything, but I know it's a bomb. And then Jesus touches this. He said, Lord, Warhead, it's an underground tunnel that's not being used for transporting the passengers at this time. It's been abandoned. But it has made," said Jesus, "an ideal parking place for a major destructive force that man has created, a missile, my child and my children. There is one fact that must be brought forward to all mankind. I know that many have tried to make up for the void that the bishops of your country and the world have created when they will not go about and consecrate the major offender in this world now, Russia, will not consecrate Russia to the both the Immaculate Hearts. My son and I, we wish to save you from this destruction. And there is only one way that you can. That's through penance and prayer. Your future, which is coming to a point of what you call the end of an era. Your future is upon you. The United States of America shall not escape this time the punishments and the desolation of the nation that has gone now throughout the world with Russia as the main force for this evil. Man was created to live peacefully. Man was created to know his God, and in this manner to have a world that is not a paradise, but one in which man could live in peace and security. But now, all of the leaders of the world run about, and they say it is peace, it is security. Their words are like two prongs from the mouth. They say those words, but then they turn their backs, and they are busy getting ready for a major invasion of the United States and Canada. Yes, my child, all who read and listen to the message must know that there is a plan now for Russia, a plan against the United States and Canada. Your nation and Canada are surrounded.
Oh.
Oh. Now Jesus is pointing over towards Cuba. I see a whole map of the United States, and Jesus is pointing to Cuba. One offender, he says, one offender among many, stockpiling all manner of destruction for another, their brothers and their sisters. This is permitted, my child and my children, for one reason. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Many warnings have been given to mankind, minor chastisements, and they go about like their ears are deafened, their eyes are blind, and they cannot see what is fast coming upon them. You must pray for all of the heads of states. You must pray for the teachers who have been fast defiling the innocence of young children. This aura of modernism, pacifism, pacifying the enemy, for what? The enemy has come into your country, the United States, while you were asleep. They do not seek to take over by human methods of men. They have taken over by coming through the back door while your leaders were asleep or their spirits had flown and they were ripe for the infiltration of Satan. My child, the last time we spoke to you, we told you that there was a far greater message to be given to mankind. This is the message that Russia plans to invade the United States with missiles. There is much that you don't know, my poor children, or perhaps some think it best that you don't know what is happening within your governments. Many of the newspapers and other means of relaying this to you have been silenced. But I, as your mother, beg intercession through Jesus to the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost to spare you these terrible punishments. If there is a need for more victim souls, let them be satisfied to know that they have been warned, my child. I know this has been a complete shock to you, but this message must go throughout the world. Awaken those who sleep before it is too late.
You have just heard part of this extraordinary Bayside prophecy given on March 26, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448. Or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is, let's see, from Jersey. To our ladies' workers, my father fell ill about 3 weeks ago. The doctor said it was his gallbladder and scheduled surgery. Before surgery, I put a blessed rose petal on his stomach and prayed constantly. The doctor came out and said it was pancreatic cancer. I was devastated. Continued to pray. 3 days later, they told us the biopsy had been done and there was no cancer. I offered many prayers in thanksgiving for this wonderful miracle. I feel much better after reading all the messages, and I have also told my father when he is well, we will visit the shrine, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Pennsylvania. To our ladies' workers, I want to tell you about a wonderful thing that happened to me. Last September, I went to get a mammogram. The doctors found a lymph node on my right breast. They wanted another mammogram, taken 16 days later. When I went again, they saw it clearly. But they told me to come back in 6 months to see if it had grown. I went back on Friday in March. The doctor from the X-ray department came to the room where I was waiting for my results. Before she came, the girl took another picture from a different angle. I was surprised to see the doctor come to me. They don't usually let you know the results. Your family doctor usually tells you. The doctor seemed excited. She said, "The node is gone." I was so happy. I prayed every day so I would be all right. I wear my cross, the Blessed Mother's medal, and the St. Benedict medal on a chain. I would put the cross and the medal inside my bra, right next to the node. I hope if I live through this, thank God and come to the Bayside Vigil Grounds, another sign. Now I have another party here, and she's from Ohio. To our Lady of the Roses, a lot has happened to me since 1988 anniversary vigil. I returned to the sacraments. My granddaughter was baptized, and now I have to tell you about my husband. After I returned to the sacraments, I prayed and asked my husband to return too. Slowly, his resistance started to weaken. He would wear his medals, but not the scapula. Just when he was ready, Satan would fight, and my husband would all take off the medals and yell at me to stop praying the rosary. But thanks to our Heavenly Mother, he now is saved. He became ill and found out he had cancer and still would not return. His excuse was that he couldn't ask God to forgive him now when he was dying, since he would not ask him for forgiveness before he had turned his back on God so long ago. I kept placing the petal on his chest and praying my rosary beside his bed. I left the rosary on the nightstand when I would leave. When I would return to visit again, the rose petal would be taped on the stand. The morning of his death, they performed minor surgery, and he returned to the room. He helped me place a scapula and the crucifix and a medal around his neck. I replaced the rose petal and prayed. That evening, he took a turn for the worse. I called our parish priest. When Father came and introduced himself, my husband could not take his eyes from him and tried to talk. Father placed his ear close to my husband and listened to what he whispered, and then he absolved him. Then Father gave him the last rites and prayed very slowly so that my husband could move his lips and follow along with us. Then Father Tom held him close to his arms and comforted him. My husband looked more at peace than he had for years. 10 minutes after Father left, my husband had a peaceful death. The tears flowed not only for my loss, but the greatest happiness, knowing my husband's soul was saved. Our dearest mother promised if anyone died wearing her scapular, they would not see the fires of hell. Thank you, dearest mother, my queen, for giving us poor humans this great gift. God bless all the workers for the love and help they give to spread our latest messages. Thank you again, and then that is signed. And that's all I have to say, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.